The Spirit of the Lord is moving all over this place. All the prophets said they should be all over this place. There's a mighty revelation. All the glory of the Lord. All the waters cover the sea. Go ahead, you have 1 more minute. Fulfill your purpose in my life today. Frustrate the agenda of the enemy here today.
As a prophet said it should be all over this place. There is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the water covers the sea.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. We worship you. We honor you. And we adore you. Thank you, because what you will do today, you will do. And no power on hell will stop it. Thank you, because what you will say today, you will say. And no devil can hinder it. You say, I will walk, and who can let it? Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Give him a shout of victory as you take your seat. I want to apologize to you for that unusual, abnormal break in transmission. We haven't seen such here on a Sunday morning before now. And I can assure you that whatever be the cause of it, it will be unraveled and to be avoided next time. It's not deliberate to take responsibility, because everything was meant to be set for service before we came here this morning. And if it's a devil responsible for it, he will pay for it. If any man followed the devil to be responsible for it, he will join that devil to pay for it. Anybody deliberately, he will join that devil to pay for it. Somebody say aloud, amen. Anybody ready to receive the blessing of this Sunday, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. It is the blessing Sunday, and in this Sunday, the whole of this month, it is our release, recovery, replication at the frequency of character or the frequency of the fear of the Lord. And so this morning, we shall quickly explore the blessing of the fear of the Lord. The blessing of the fear of the Lord. Our objective is to understand the blessing that flows from the fear of the Lord, or that flows from character. Psalm 112, verse 1 to the end. He said, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. We can stop there. Blessed is he that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. The fear of the Lord, which translates into positive character, is a major doorway to blessing in life. The fear of the Lord, translating into positive character, is a major doorway to blessing in life. And the absence of the fear of the Lord, which also equals negative character, is a major way to curses in life. There are so many people in church, very faithful for years, but they have been unable to see the blessing of God in their lives like they should. And the major reason is the absence of the fear of the Lord, especially in financial dealings. The absence of the fear of the Lord, especially in the area of truth and honesty. We look at examples of people who walked in the fear of the Lord and in positive character, and how they were blessed. Example number one will be Abraham in Genesis chapter 14 and in verse 22. When Abraham came back from the slaughter of the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham said to the king of Sodom, or the kings of that came against Sodom, he said, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashed, and that I will not take anything that is thine, in case you say, I have made Abraham rich. I won't take anything that is yours. No wonder Abraham came to the point in his life where he became the heaviest man in his time. I won't take anything that is yours. I won't divert to myself what belongs to another. Many of us think that Jacob was a man of crooked character. But that man had a measure of fear of God that most people didn't have. In Genesis chapter 31, that will be our second example, verse 38 all the way to verse 40. He was talking to Laban, a crooked man. He said, these 20 years have I been with you, your ewes and your she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of your flock I have not eaten. That is, I didn't eat anything you didn't license me to eat. That which was torn of beasts, I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand did you require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from me. This man was a honest laborer that was not a liability staff. He didn't present losses to his master. If anything got lost under his watch, he paid for it. Beloved brothers and sisters, what is not yours can never increase you. Whatever is not yours will never increase you. Whatever is not rightfully yours will only reduce your life and your destiny. That is why we live in a world today where you see people go up and they crash down. They go up and they crash down. Because in their hands and in their bank accounts are things belonging to too many people. There are people living in houses now that they have snatched from others by force. I heard a funny story of someone who was giving money, I think tithe money to help pay or something, and then he used the tithe to marry wife. What a cursed foundation, cursed home, cursed future. That was Jacob. I couldn't take divert anything that was yours. I paid for it. And of course, there are examples of those who decided to crookedly get things, and their end was clear. Our example here will be Achan in Joshua chapter 7, verse 24, all the way to verse 25. Achan carried the Babylonian garment that he was not licensed to carry. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burnt them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. There's still another verse. Keep going. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Achan took what was not his, what did not belong to him. He died before his time. We don't know how many people have died before their time because of taking what they are not meant to take. We don't know how many people's destiny died. They are still alive, but their future died. Their everything died because of taking what they were not meant to take. Don't ever forget this for life. Whatever is not yours does not increase you. Whatever is not rightfully given to you does not enhance your life. Whatever is not rightfully given to you does not increase you. Look at these scriptures. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11. He said, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. What is the meaning of that to you? That there is blessedness in uprightness. There is blessedness in uprightness. And there can be no blessedness in crookedness. There can be no blessedness in crookedness. There is blessedness in uprightness. If you have money and you can't explain how you got that money, it's not a blessing. That is, your finances, your resources cannot be neatly explained, neatly, cleanly, clearly. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. To be upright is to go right up. Very, very clear. And then Psalm 24, verse 4, all the way to verse 5. Psalm 24, verse 4. All the way to verse 5. Look at what he said. He said, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He has clean hands. He has a pure heart. That man shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. He that has clean hands. He that has clean hands. Clean hands, pure heart. That man shall receive the blessedness. Cleanness of hands is the way to blessedness of life. Cleanness of hands He that has clean hands, clean hands, clean hands. I pray that our nation will hear this. Leaders and people at all realms will hear this. Such that we can begin to experience true, genuine blessings. Cleanness hands. Let me give some practical issues to avoid. And I am through this morning. Number one, don't divert to yourself what belongs to another. That is the way of curses. Don't divert to yourself what belongs to another. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 35 and 36, he said, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his course. The Lord approveth not. Don't divert to yourself what belongs to another. Even if it was one naira that belongs to another. You did a business transaction with your friend and you defrauded him and you lied. He trusted you, executed the job, and this was what you made, and you lied that you made 50 million. So we split 25-25. Meanwhile, you made 75 million. You kept back the 25. And you are now adding the 25 to your 50. That makes 50. And he's rejoicing that he made gain. That is why there are so many people, their future ended before they started. Their children can't see any good. Because they cheated too many people. Don't divert to yourself what belongs to another. Don't. This happens. In fact, there are those who kill. They have to kill their friends so that only them can own the money. Don't. One naira that is not yours is a curse to your destiny. Second, avoid dishonest gains and profit. Dishonest gains and profit. Proverbs chapter 28 and in verse 8, the Bible said, he that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for the man that will pity the poor. The person who is making unjust gain is just wasting his time. That money can't last in his hand. I'm sure you have not forgotten Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 11. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right, he shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. Is God speaking to anybody here? When I was a younger man, much maybe when I was still practicing, and my wife and I were traveling at times, we would stop on the road, even go into bush market at times together, you remember? And then buy potato, buy and be all those kind of things together. I'm a very good man for a long time. Traveling to, there's a place called Ganauri Market in around in Plateau State, just drive inside there. No, in the course of all these things, you will notice how people will pour a potato inside what you came to buy, and they will pour it in a hurry. And then return back the thing in a hurry. You didn't see. You didn't notice that the basket did not start from the beginning. It didn't start from the beginning. Under it are stones and other things. Oh yes, this was not a full basket. Paper is not full. There are some tomatoes that the best ones are on top. Rotting, battered, shattered, scattered. Moribund ones are under, mortuary bound. Bajé. The bajé is under. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the wretchedness continues. They never try, they never become anything. The level you know them 20 years ago is the same level, if not worse. Nothing changed. Because of unjust gains. Unjust profit. It was better to sell a smaller quality of it at any price you want than to pretend that it was at a higher volume. Unjust gain, unjust profit that people make. And they are wondering, some are in church. What about those who mix flour with cassava? Or just mix something with something to just increase the size? What of the rebagging of cement? They can make 10 bags of cement out of 8 bags. Just to make more money. And there are Christian people who also do that. And it's unjust gain, it's unjust profit. And God said the one who does that is wasting his time. He's just gathering it for the person who will pity the poor. Third, don't destroy people to rise. Don't trample on others to rise in life. There are people who went up in life by walking on the heads of people. They lied against the man, pulled him out of the office so that they can take the place. The way some people, human beings, behave and the conscience with which people function is amazing. People, someone introduced you to a business, took you to an office, and at the end of the day, you pushed him out and continued the transaction. And this happens as if God is not watching. What of those who carry the wisdom of others, the proposals of others, that they shared with them? Carry the ideas of others, everything, prosper with it, and push the other person out. It's as if God is not watching. And someone is asking, Lord, bless my business, bless my proposal. And it was somebody else's proposal. I told one man some time ago, I said, I don't want to see you with my eyes. Don't just cross my... Crooked, that is crookedness personified. Brought himself and lied that he was he belonged to a particular organization. Even got them to give him complimentary card in a bid to secure work and secure jobs. Only to realize later that he has no business with that organization. He lied and made them to lie on his behalf. Claimed that he was a professional. Zero. Wasn't he professional in anything? Knows nothing. Even 1 + 1 he may not know. The extent to which people go to get things. The extent to which people go. And then the person, the one who assisted you to open the door, you enter the door and bang the door behind him. You remain outside. Continue to suffer. And you are driving a car, you are enjoying it. And you see him still trekking, you are happy. That to me is like the heart of Satan. like those who escort their friend to visit their husband-to-be, and the husband-to-be eventually kicked out the other one and married the friend. And he's moving and eyeing her and saying, look at me, I've got him. Who told you that you are the one who can get him? It's more like the heart of Satan. You can be neatly rich. And there are people seated here, God will use you to prove that you don't have to be crooked to be loaded. There are people seated here. Very, very neat. One man said, since 1995, he stopped going for government contracts. Just to spare himself of any demand. Give me kickback. Factor this into the amount. Bring it back later. He said he didn't want such trouble. He is a billionaire now. Neat billionaire. He's in properties that he's selling $5 million per house in this city. You hear what I'm saying here today? Very, very neat. I don't want to bother myself with all this. Let me just deliver myself. He got a job before of 80-something billion. Some people said to him, just come and sign that you have done the job. We will process the payment. Just sign that you have done the job. We are the one who received the job now. Just sign you have done it. We will process it and confirm that you have done it and pay you your money. He said, me? Take your money. Take your job. He went and met the chief or commander in chief at that time. I said, I'm not doing again. Okay, I said, what happened? He said, I'm not working again. If that is how to get money, let the money go to hell. Because the man pressed him, he told the man the truth. Then the man summoned the people involved, sat all of them down. When they saw themselves together, they began to sweat. Can you imagine that? Just confirm that you have delivered, just sign, and then you will be paid. Only thing is that you give us 50% of what you are paid for doing nothing. That was why the devil was trying to take light. So that you don't hear what you are hearing. Too late for the devil. Even the devil is hearing the preaching now. You will make it neatly. And Abraham is rising out of here. A Job order of material abundance is rising out of here. An Isaac order is rising out of here. If you believe God is talking to you, you will say the loudest, amen. Please take your seat. Don't destroy, don't trample. Destroy people to rise. Don't trample on people. It was in Lamentation chapter 3 where we read, and in verse 34 also where he said, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth and to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High. God does not approve. You don't crush people. You don't trample on people to be successful in life. Finally, number 4, this morning. Don't profit from the pains, calamities, and disasters of people. Don't profit from the pains, the calamities, the disasters of people. This is the category of killers and oppressors. I don't believe that anybody is here like that. Maybe you are connected to people who are like that. Who make business. Kidnap is a business. Ritual killing is a business. Armed robbery. Somebody is crying. They are laughing. They laughed out of somebody's tears. God Almighty hates all such. And in case you say that is I'm not in that category. What of those who wait for widows to deal with them? This woman built a home with her husband. Husband is no more. And vultures in the name of relations arrive to feast on what they know nothing about. The labor of the woman and her, and the man has children, but they don't care. Children, they don't care. They don't care. They have sold the house. They have divided the cars. They have done this. They have done that. And left that woman empty-handed. Crying to them, to her maker, who is the father of the fatherless and the judge of the widows, who will arise in judgment and deal with them. That's why some families, you see the whole family finished. And they are wondering, if you know their track history, their track record, that's their stock in trade. There are those who will even kill their brother so that they can inherit his property. Push out his widow. That's the world we live in. But that is not you. Two things I'll say. Number one, you will never be in that position. You will never be in that position. You will never be in that position. And no devil would deal with you like that. Say a louder amen. You say, I, the Lord, hate wickedness. And I love righteousness. He hates wickedness. He hates wickedness. Beloved, I have just one counsel this morning as we run out of time because of the time that was taken earlier on. Counsel is just one. Absolutely embrace uprightness. And completely avoid crookedness. Absolutely. If you are expecting to see durable blessings from heaven, absolutely embrace uprightness, especially in financial dealings, and completely avoid crookedness in order to experience durable blessings from heaven. Because there are blessings that are durable. And there are blessings that are fickle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has spoken to anybody here this morning. Say loud, amen. Supposing you have found yourself in the situation where you have done some financial dealings and transactions that are not correct. He told the woman that was caught in adultery, go and sin no more. Go and transact like that no more. Lord, what you can't give me, I don't need. Where you can't take me, let me not go. What I can't get me, what you cannot give me, may I not have. But I'm telling you, God, in this day, in this age, is looking for men and women that he wants to make into signs and wonders to a generation that you can be holy and be wealthy. That you can be beautiful and be righteous. That you can be right, you can be godly and be handsome. That you don't need to serve the devil because of anything. It's a new day for you. Stand up on your feet if you are blessed this morning. Lift up your hands and your voice and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am who I am. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands, lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace to embrace the way of uprightness. I receive the grace to avoid the way of crookedness. In the name of Jesus, the grace to live for you. I receive it, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. There are many people who say, in a world like this where evil is everywhere, It's almost an institution. Corruption is almost an institution. That is, you are not interested, but they will present it to you. What do I do? God makes a way where there is no way. I told you of someone who says, I'm not doing anything, government. They are looking for him. They look for him to give him things on his own terms. I'm stable. I am comfortable without you. God will grant you ideas, give you openings and ways where you can neatly get his resources without compromise. And also where your soul can be safeguarded for eternity. Because what shall it profit a man if you're a billionaire in this world and you open your eyes in hell because of crookedness? And you didn't miss church, but because of fraudulent practice, you find yourself in eternity of damnation. What is the profit? So, Father, lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace to live for you, to do your will, to maintain uprightness of character, uprightness in financial dealings. I receive that grace right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Oh Lord, just right where you are, I want to stay. Oh Lord, in your resting place, lead me away from things that keep me from you. Separate me from the things, Lord, that hinder me. Oh, I want to live, Lord, just right where you are. I want to stay, oh Lord, in your resting place. Lead me away from things that keep me from you. Separate me from the things that are hindering me. Oh Lord, I want to live. Oh Lord, just right where you are. I want to stay. Please let me away from things that keep me from you. Oh Lord, separate me from the things, Lord, I hear. Lift your hands high everywhere. Anywhere you are today, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make it right with God. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven. It's not as if you are living a crooked life or anything like that, but you just heard the word and the word has touched you. The word has ministered to you and you want to make amends. You want to make it right with Jesus. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and come forward before we step to the next level. Quickly pick your Bibles, pick your bags. I want to be genuinely saved. I've made mistakes in time past. I want them corrected. I want God to help me going forward. And I want today to mark a new day for me. You know, when you delay obedience, it's no longer sincere. Don't wait for who will come out first. Move out like that woman with the issue of blood and say, I'm the one. I am the one in need of help. I'm the one in need of change. I'm the one in need of salvation. I'm the one in need of restoration. I want to rededicate myself back to God. I want to live right and neat and clean. Quickly come forward here. Lord, I give you my heart. One, I give you my soul. Two, I live for you alone. Every morning I'm awake, every morning. Three, have your way, Lord. Everybody sing, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Oh, I live for you alone. moment, every moment of the way. The harmony of your way. Everybody sing, Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. I live for you alone. Every moment I'm awake. Every moment I'm awake. I'm awake. I'm awake. Place your right hand on your chest while the communion officers will go forward and quickly distribute the communion, and then we get set. These people here will remain here and take the communion and receive the blessing. That's for your information, counselors. And then receive the communion very, very sharply, and then we shall receive the blessing. Place your hand again and say, Father, I receive help from above. Deliver me, Lord, from the life of sin. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I ask for deliverance from the life of sin, that the hold of the enemy be broken off your life. The grace to live for God be released upon you. In the name of Jesus. Touch me with your hands. Oh, Lord. Touch me with your hands. Oh Lord, touch me with your hands. Lion of Judah, touch me with your hands. Oh Lord, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, oh Lord, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Place your right hand on your head and hold the communion with honor. Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go the way I came today.
Of Jesus. In this month of September, we declare that everything that must be birthed through your life through your destiny is hereby released in the name of Jesus. We declare you are ushered into your season of preservation, season of advancement, season of increase, multiplied harvest, season of fruitfulness. Every barrenness spell is arrested and terminated today in Jesus' name.
I prophesy upon everyone here today in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. I declare the release of a fresh baptism of the fear of the Lord,
yes,
that translates into positive character.
Yes, 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 yes.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I decree today the month of September opens up for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I decree today every curse on your life, ancestral curse, generational curse, witchcraft curse, occultic curse, every limitation on your life and your destiny is broken today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak today the release of the blessing of the Lord.
Yes.
The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. Every blessing package that is meant for you this month,
yes, 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 yes,
is released for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything packaged into the month of September for you, I declare they are released for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And fifthly, the spell of premature death is arrested.
Amen.
From your life, from your family,
amen,
from your children,
amen,
from your loved ones,
amen,
and from your relations.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus,
yes,
which is the life of Jesus, life is released into you now.
Amen.
Death is swallowed up right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
amen,
and of the Son,
amen,
and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go ahead and take that communion.